would go with, is a Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University, and really lectures really all around America, all around Israel, comes back and forth all the time. And we're very, very lucky to be able to have him here with us today for some really words of inspiration for our Tfilos on Rosh Hashanah. I believe he's here somewhere. If you start talking, then you'll get on the screen and we can highlight your screen.
Zmira, thank you very much for the opportunity to share Divrei Torah with every one of you. And for every one of you, Chodesh Tov, Bre'yut, Bracha, and Elat Elat, Siyata Dishmaya. Yemei Elul and Yemei Tishrei bring us to something very, very interesting, what we don't have through the year. We know from time to time we have slichot. For example, every Monday, Thursday, after Chazarat Hashatz, we have Eur Achum, and this slichot connect to Tfilat Shacharit, Shivasar Betamuz, Sarah Beteves, etc. Also, we have slichot before we read in the Torah, connect to Tfilat Shacharit. Some communities yesterday say Yom Kippur Katan before the month is over. Also, type of slichot would connect to Tfilat Mincha. But only in Yemei Elul, the slichot have time by himself, after midnight and before the sunrise for the next day. Because the slichot of Elul is completely different from all the slichot that we say all the year. Slichot of Elul is not part of tefillah. This himself is tefillah. We add extra tefillah. If every day we have three tefillot, shacharit, mincha, ma'ariv, in Yemei Elul, we add other tefillah, tefillat haslichot. Have special time, and also when you look in the frame of slichot, is completely parallel to mincha. Mincha is ashrei, af kaddish, and we say amida, 18, nefilat apayim, tachanun, and kaddish titkabal in the end. Slichot exactly same. Mincha, we say ashrei, same as mincha, af kaddish, slichot, nefilat apayim, and in the end with kaddish titkabal, and we finish. Is mean, slichot in months of Elul is not slichot, is tfilat haslichot. And this brings us to understand why we daven every day three times. Why we daven every Yom Tov Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, four times, tfilat Musaf. We understand why we daven in Yom Kippur, five tefillot. Night, morning, Musaf, Mincha, Me'ila. Why? Because the key to daven is when the time change. Morning is not afternoon. Afternoon is not night. Every 24 hours, we have three new time. We have three opportunities to start from the beginning. Morning is not night, tefillat shacharit. Afternoon, the sun is now in the other side, in the west side, new tefillah, Chazal say. Night is not afternoon, also new opportunity, new tefillah. Shabbat, Yom Tov, is also not regular day. We add extra tefillah, tefillat musaf. Yom Kippur, for sure, is a special day. In the year, we had extra tefillah, ne'ilah. Every time when the time change, we had tefillah. We say new tefillah. Now, soon, a month, the time go to change. We go to arrive to Tafshin, Pei Aleph, to new year. It's before the time change. We have also special tefillah, tefillat haslichot, and the tefillah have special time. After chatzot, before the sunrise. This is the area of Tfilat HaSlichot. It's because we stay in time, what we add more Tfilot, is I would like to take this opportunity and to share with you the essence, the secret of pray, how we need to pray, and how we can take our pray direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I believe what Chazal teach us, what I go to share with you, will go to affect the tefillot of every one of us. Not only in this month, from this month, Be'ezrat Hashem. And we will start after this short introduction in this way. We know every time when we daven, the name of the tefillah in Gemara in Maseret Brachot is Tefillat Amida. We need to stand up. 18, we stand up. Tefillat Amida. And my question is, why we need to stand up? If it's respect to God, this is the reason. We need to stand up all the time. Because if somebody stands in front of the king, he don't stand up and sit and stand up. It's obviously, we have other aspect. For sure is respect to Hashem, but we have other aspect. And because this aspect, we need to stand up when we daven. Is what is the other aspect about tefillah what bring us to stand up? This is question number one. Question number two, we learn Ilchot Tefillah from Chana. Chana married to Elkanah Gdol Ador. They look for children for many years. And when she arrived to the Mishkan in Shiloh, and she prayed, Chazal watch every move what she do, and they make from this Alacha in Ilchot Tefillah. The Gemara teach us in Masechet Brachot, וחנה מדברת על ליבה. She pray, the pasuk say, she pray from the heart. Comes the Gemara and say, we also need to try to pray from our heart. רק שפתיה נאות, וקולה לא יישמע. She moves the lips, but she don't daven loud. We also need to move our lips and to daven quiet. ויחשבי האלי לשיקורה, Eli feel, maybe she drink wine because she is look not normal. We learn from here, we're not allowed to drink wine before we daven. And my question is, what make Chana so special? What we learn many, many Ilchot Tefillah from Chana. Why we learn from Chana? Sarah Imenu look for child over 52 years. Rivka Imenu look for child over 20 years. Is what make Chana so special, and we learn from Chana many, many halachot about tefillah. Moreover, when Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the great rabbis, decide for us to daven every day 18 brachot. Why they decide 18? 15 is also a nice number. Name of Hashem, Yud Kei. 26 is also one of the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, equally to 26. The letters equally to 26. Why 18? Because 18 is chai. Probably, I believe, and you also believe, this is not the reason. And Chazal tell us, you know what is the reason? When Chana, thank God, has the first child, Shmuel, and she feels the promise, and she bring him to the Mishkan in Shiloh, she pray, she say, thank you to Hashem. ותתפלל חנה ותאמר עלץ ליבי בהשם, רמה קרני בהשם, אצדרה, אצדרה. And every few words, from the prey of Chana come source of one of the brachot in 18. For example, she say, Rama karni ba'ashem is Magen Avraham, source of Magen Avraham. She say, Hashem memit u'mechaye, God, take people and bring new life to this world, mechaye metim. En kadosh ka Hashem, this comes the source of Akel HaKadosh. Ki samachti b'yishuatecha, Goel Israel, mekimi me'af ardal, you pick me from the sand, rofe chole amo Israel. Sveim balechem, you eat and you feel satisfied, mevarech hashanim, etc., etc. And Chazal end and say, הרי 18 ברכות שהתפללה. Unbelievable. What we see here, חנה, come, the pillar of prey. We learn from חנה, 18, 3 times a day. We learn from חנה, הלכות תפילה. What make חנה so special, so unique, what she comes a pillar of prey. This is the two questions, what I would like to raise. One, again, why we need to stand up when we pray. Obviously, it's not only respect to Hashem, because if it's only respect, we need to stand up all the time. And part of the time we stand up, part of the time we sit. Obviously, we have other aspect. What is the other aspect? Why we stand up when we pray? And question number two, what make Chana so special, so unique? What we learn, Ilchot Tfilah from Chana. Listen. You will see, you pray from now, will come to other stage. Other stage, step by step, pilei playing, unbelievable. To answer these two questions, we need to walk in to see a little bit the life between Elkanah and Chana. Elkanah was one of the great leaders in his time. He married Chana. It's almost 19 years, Chazal teach us, married, they don't have children. And every year, they travel to Shiloh, the Mishkan, in Shiloh, few times. Every time, they take other direction to bring with them more Olei Regalim. And when they arrive, obviously, Chana pray for children. Elkanah, for sure also. But after 19 years of marriage, from the aspect of the husband, Elkanah, Chana, cross the red line. She stopped to eat in the Mishkan. And to stop to eat in the Mishkan is not when somebody decides not to eat. Somebody decides not to eat. Okay, he will eat tomorrow. He will eat later. In Shiloh, you need to eat. It's a mitzvah. Because when you bring korban, the way how the korban give kapara to everyone is not only the tshuva. Also, part of the korban, the mizbeach eat, we burn this on the mizbeach. Part of the korban, we give to the kohanim, they eat. And other part, be'alim, the owner of the korban, Israelim, need to eat the part that belongs to them. It means if she stopped to eat, it means she don't get completely kapara. And this is stop all the process of the tshuva. Elkanah understand when this happened, she gave up. She gave up everything. And who know when the next step will take place, and if Chas v'Chalila the next step take place, the life is over. Life of Chana, is Elkanah takes this opportunity and he say to his wife, and this is the lashon of the pasuk, Chana, lame tivki, lame ira levavech, lame lo tocheli, why you don't eat, why you do crying, why you feel so sad, alo anochi tov lach, I will come good for you, yoter me'asara banim, more from 10 children. Elkanah Don't ask his wife why she crying, why she feels sad, why she don't eat. You know exactly. He don't look for answer. He say to his wife, my dear wife, he say, in all the years of our marriage, we try the best. We visit every doctor, every hospital, every tzaddik, every bracha from everyone. We do the best. What I can tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, we will have life not with children, she say, Elkanah say, this is what you want? We need to continue to serve him in this way. And I promise you, I will come good for you more from 10 children. In our language is, Elkanah, Gdol Ador, is no child, say to his wife, in Shiloh, I give up. We try the best. We need to continue our life, also if you don't have children. Everyone has his mission in his life, or missions. In the moment when Hannah listened the statement, what Elkanah say, I give up and I will come good for you more from 10 children. On the spot she said to him, you're right, I make mistake, I stop to eat, I go to eat immediately. But the pasuk say, ותקום חנה אחרי אוכלה בשילו. After she eat, the pasuk say, ותקום חנה. What does it mean, ותקום חנה in English? She stand up. What does it mean, she stand up? It's look not necessary. The explanation is, if we really want to put the finger and to say, for what moment we can say, Hashem, listen to Hannah. And the first child, Shmuel, born. First child, Shmuel, when he born. When this start, the answer is, in this word, Vatakom Hannah. She said to him, you will see, we're going to raise our house with children. We go to raise our house with children. I don't give up. And what she do? And she make promise. Vatidor neder vatomar. Hashem tzvaot, she say. Im raot yireh be'oni amatecha. God, if you see my sadness, ונתת לעמתך זרע אנשים. You give me one child. I promise you, I finish to nurse the baby, he move to your house, to the Mishkan. ומורה לא יעלה על ראשו. And he will come nazir. She pray short, very clear, to the point. And Chazal explain what she pray. Gemara in brachot. Amra chana. God, look what's going outside. Millions and millions of children. What I ask you? One child. So difficult for you to give me one child. So difficult. Short, clear to the point. But Chazal continue in Gemara Maaseret Brachot with us a few lines. What many, many years I don't understand what they say. And they say, follow, Mashal, Lema Adavar Domez. They give example. The king make party. One poor person would like to walk in. The security don't give him permission. Obviously, he finds a way to walk in. In the big hall, everyone sit around the tables. And he look completely not belong to this party. And he asks somebody, excuse me, sir, where is the seat of the table of the king? He come close to the table. He say to him, Mr. President, Mr. King, I don't eat for a few days. Beautiful party you do for your friend. Can you give me one piece of bread? And the king say to him, sir, please sit in my table. Eat how much you want. Many years I don't understand this example. Because in life, and you will agree with me 1000%, every time when we use mashal, when we use example, is mean what we say before is not so clear, and we want to make this more clear to the person who listen to us, we use mashal, we use example. This is the purpose of the mashal. Why we need this? She prayed very clear. Millions, million children, God, you create. What I ask you? One child? So difficult for you to give me one child. What is not clear? Why we need the Mashal? What the Mashal tell us more about what we know before the Mashal? The explanation in this Gemara is follow. Chazal don't come to tell us what Chana pray. You really want to know what she pray? Open the Tanakh, open the Navi, look the Mefarshim, you know exactly what she pray. Chazal want for us to understand how she feel minute before she pray. How she feel. And the way how she feel is follow. President Trump come to Yerushalayim. He make dinner in King David Hotel. 10th Street around the hotel is empty from car. Every security. He make beautiful dinner. Everyone would get private invitation from the president, dress nicely, have ID, come 3 hours before the party because the security is very high, very strict. And one poor person would like to walk in. You have any chance to walk in? No way. Security don't look of him. They push him to the side. And if he will try again, they take him to the jail for 24 hours until the president leaves the state and they will send him. No chance. The look after 19 years of marriage, the prayer of Chana, everything is closed. Sha'arei tefillah eyes closed. This is what Elkanah, the husband say, I give up. I give up. And she tell him, listen, my husband, I don't give up. You will see. My prayer will come direct to Hashem. Every time when I pray, I don't give up. Why? How she do this? Gemara in Brachot teach us. When Chana pray, she come and say, Ribono shel Olam, you want to give me child or you don't want to give me? What is good for you is good for me. I don't go to argue with you. I know I don't understand. I don't see all the picture. But one thing I'm allowed to tell you. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know what happened to me every day when I leave my house? What my friend talk about me or sing about me? Look, this woman, she have room. She want children and she cannot. You know what they say about you, Hashem? You, God, what create everything by purpose. You create something not by purpose. I really want children, and I cannot. If they say you create something not by purpose, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all the respect, I don't argue with you. Everything what you want for me, I will do. But you bring me to this world, and the goal is to make space for you in my life. To make space for you in this world. Not chas v'chalila, because me, people feel what you do is wrong. Not chas v'chalila, because me, some chilul Hashem will take place. From this reason, Hashem, I ask you for child. People will not say, God creates something not by purpose. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I promise you, child after 19 years, Ima call him every 5 minutes. My honey, my sugar, what do you do? Everything is okay. Not with me. I finished to nurse a baby. He moved to Shiloh. I will come to visit a few times years. But it's your child. It's not me. I not ask for child to feel comfortable, happy to sit in the park afternoon, to talk about the shots, what children take, about Materna, Similac, all the stuff what they eat. No, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason is, I don't want your name, Chas v'Chalila, will come weak because me. My purpose in this world, my goal in this world is to make space for you in my life and in this world. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to Chana, this is a really deep reason why you want child. Please sit down. You will have more for one child. In other way, Chana come and teach us. If we really want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we want, and we can ask everything, everything. But we need to add, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot promise you, but I try to do the best to use what you will give me to make more space for you in my life, to make more space for you in this world. Chana promised to us, when we ask in this way, that Tfilah can cross all the roadblocks and come direct to Hashem. Sometimes it takes time. It's not, you push a button and it takes place immediately. But if this is a inside of Tfilah, to use what we want, to raise your name, to make more space for you in this world, Chana promised to us. Try, try again. Don't give up. You have difficult time, I give you my hand. And we will walk. And you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to you. This, what make Chana, the pillar of Tfilah. This what make Chana, the source of Ilchot Tfilah and Tfilat Shmoneh Esre. And we take this more deep. You know, every time when we daven Musaf, today, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat, Chag, how many brachot we have? 7. First 3 and last 3, what we say every day. Magen Avraham, Mechaye Metim, Akel HaKadosh. Correct? The last 3, המחזיר שכינתו לציון, הטוב שמחה ולכן האלה הודות, המברך את עמו ישראל בשלום, we know this by heart. First 3 in the beginning, first 3 in the end, and we have one in the middle. מקדש ישראל וראשי חודשים, או מקדש ישראל והשבת, מקדש ישראל והזמנים, 7, this is the rule, except one time a year, what in Musaf we have 9 ברכות. When? Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we have 9 ברכות. First 3, last 3 to do every day, and 3 in the middle, מלכויות, זיכרונות, and שופרות. Why we change the rule? The Gemara teaches in ברכות, because when Chana pray, after she has a child, she mentions the name of Hashem, 9 times in the pray. ותתפלל חנה ותאמר אלץ ליבי בהשם, רמה קרני בהשם, את סדרה, את סדרה. אין קדוש כהשם וכו'. What is mean? Why she mentioned 9 times? She not pray from sidur, from piece of paper. Spontanically. 9 times come from the mouth. She also can mention the name of God 6 times or 12 times. Or any other number. Chazal say, no, no, no. 9 by purpose. No more, no less. You know what is unique about number 9? 9 represent process of pregnancy and birthday. Tish'a yarchei leda. Chana come and teach us. We can reborn through pray. We can reborn through pray. This is Chana. This is what makes Chana as a pillar of Tfilah. And to make this more clear, 19 years ago, in Yerushalayim, the corner between Yafo Street and King George Street, we have a famous restaurant, pizza restaurant, Subaru restaurant, and terror attack take place in the restaurant. 15 people die, including parents and 3 children and 2 girls from this family. One girl, she is 8 years old. The sister, she is 10 years old. Wonder. And they take them directly to Bikur Cholim Hospital across the street. It was major tragedy. Every Jew all over the world move. Parents, 3 children. They make some party in the pizza store. And a few days after the 2 girls in the hospital, the girl, what she is 10 years old, asked from the doctor, this only can happen by Jewish people and only by Jewish hospital. She wanted to go home for a few hours to see Shiva with the 2 brothers but not come in this celebration. And she's very not easy situation, but the doctor says it's important. And they send special ambulance with all the stuff what they need, with doctor and nurse. And before they take the girl from the room to the ambulance, she cross the other room where the sister, Chayale, stay in this room, 8 years old. And the older sister say to Chayale, I go now for a few hours to sit with our brothers and I come back. And the girl, 8 years old, say to the sister, I want to tell you something. And she say, okay, I will do this. What she say? When she arrived in the house, short time after, Chief Rabbi Lau, the senior Rabbi Lau, come to make Shiva call. He told me the story. Part he said, the public part he said to me, you can ask him word by word what I say to you. And he makes Shiva call not because he was a chief rabbi of Israel. He married the parents when he was a chief rabbi of Netanya. He knows the family very well. The children know him also very well. And he came to make Shiva call. And the girl, 10 years old, would come short time before he arrived, say to him, wow, Chief Rabbi Lau, I want to tell you something. She say, when she passed the room of the sister Chayale, you know what she say to me? If you will come to make Shiva call, say to the chief rabbi, it's big mitzvah to make Shiva call. But it's also the big mitzvah to make Biku Cholim. Come to visit me. Girl, 8 years old. He say to me, I stuck on the chair. Day after in the morning, he walk into the hospital and on the face, full with all the tachboshot, what she have. And she see him and she start to cry. But the tears cannot touch the skin. Everything is covered. The skin is burned in some way. And he say about boy, same age. Lose his parents, grandparents, almost all the family. And she say to him, the rabbi, talk about what happened to him in the Holocaust. He say, yes. And they talk a little bit and he left. A few months after, one of the brothers, his time of the wedding take place. And he called to the chief rabbi and say, you marry my parents, please come marry me. Big honor for me. He said, for sure I will come. And I will stay at the wedding. But in the invitation, who go to invite it? Who? Ima ve'aba. They're not here. Am Yisrael spontaneously come to the wedding. When chief rabbi Lau walk to the chuppah, he see Chayale also in the wedding. In the meantime, thank God, she left the hospital. And he said, Chayale, please come, stay with me under the chuppah. And she stayed with him. And when the kala go around the brother, he said, Chayale, now Ima, Abba, all the family is here. You cannot see them, but you can talk to them. They can listen every word what you say. Every word. And she say, Ima, Abba, we miss you so much. The house is empty. It's so difficult. Please. Say to Hashem, we continue to pray and we will laugh in the end of the road. He said to me, believe me, I married 1,000 couples in my life. This was first time that I don't know what the chosen color drink. Wine with tears or tears with wine. This was moment what I cannot forget in my life. I say to him, Kvod Harav, we know in the Brit, of Yitzhak Avinu, Sarah stand up and say a few words. The Torah says it's black and white. But Omer Sarah, Tzchok asali Elokim kol ha-shumei Yitzhak li. What does it mean? Sarah come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Yitzhak born, when I saw scared from Ishmael, ki metzacheku. He laughed all the time. I scare about this. But when you say to me, I will have child, and I give him the name, Yitzhak, you pick the name, you decide the name, I know, his children will stop the smile of Ishmael. Ask everyone when stay in situation of terror attack, if it's a hotel, if he's in a mall, in the street, in the bus, in a restaurant, before he blew up himself. How his face look? He smile. He laugh. Chayale say, Ima, say to Hashem, we continue to pray and we will laugh in the end of the road. Million Ishmaelim cannot stay against one Chayale. This is our power. Yes, Ishmael also has power of prayer. Because Ishmael prayed to the same God that we pray. Many of the tragedies what happened in Israel state happened in the months of Ramadan. But our prayer is different. Our prayer, we try to raise ourselves up to Hashem. Ishmael bring Hashem to everything wrong and bad and terribly what he do. Take the name Ishmael, Yuchin Mem Ain Aleph Lamed. Drop the Aleph from Ishmael, you read this in Hebrew in the same way, Ishmael. Take the name Israel, drop the Aleph. In the name you get new name. Bayas, name of God, is part of our essence, part of our nation. This is Chana teach us. This would make Chana the pillar of prayer. Chana teach us how to ask. And when we know how to ask, the tefillah come to the right place. But moreover, you know, Zmira Birshut, if I have a few more minutes, but one more thing, so interesting. We find the concept of tzakat, tzakat adal takshib etoshia. When sometimes we pray in this season of the year, and between us to ourselves, our world stop. And also, and what happened is, we only bring some noise from our mouths, not loud. Tzaka. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cannot express ourselves with word, only with call. Noise would come out from our mouths. This go direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. צעקת הדל, תקשיב את הושיע. לא צעקה, to scream loud, but to show, this exactly also the shofar, what you go to start to listen from tomorrow morning, is only noise what come out from the shofar, but this noise come and show, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot explain everything with word, but you can understand the voice what come from my mouth. And if this happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept our prayer. And from this reason, if you have in front of you a piece of paper and you can write the word Adam, Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, but not from right to left, from top to the bottom, Aleph, Dalet, Mem. Open every letter, make from the letter word. Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, Pei. In the first line, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Second line, Dalet, Dalet, Lamed, Taf. Third line is Mem. From the letter I make word, Mem. In the word Mem, the last letter is Mem, double Mem. Dalet, the last letter is Taf. Aleph, the last letter is Pei. Mem, Taf, Pei. And we have two Lamed in the middle. Aleph and Dalet is Mitpalel. The inside of Adam, the Grasei, is mitpalel. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Adam HaRishon. Talk to me, not only through the Siddur. Anytime, in your language, in your way, I want to keep this relationship through the prayer. This is what Chana teaches. If you take this kind of aspect with us, and these special days, what is Yemei Tfila, Yemei Rachamim, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I look for to get this and this, everyone what he need. And we use this to make more space for you in this world. The sky is the limit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our prayer. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we'll be zoche to great year, to happy year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill all mishalot libeinu letova, bebriyut, ubebracha, ub'siyata Dishmaya. And it's so great and so nice to see you if you take time to listen to Shiurei Torah, through the OU. And Zmira will take care of everything from A to Z. is not only the Zoom, all the details, all the other aspect, but it takes a lot of time to prepare. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless every one of you with bri'ut, bracha, v'simcha, v'akadosh Baruch Hu yemale, fulfill kol mishalot libeinu letova, v'bri'ut, bracha, v'simcha. Thank you very much. 3-4 minutes. Uwa?
Yeah.
To say Dvar Torah in 3 minutes is a big challenge. But 3 minutes in Torah is diamond. Every time. You know, time in Hebrew is zman. How we say time, zman? Why? Because every minute invited the next minute. Zman is min le'azmin. Every minute invited the next minute, the next hour, the next day. Somebody would have life of zman is mean all the time, Iran. What I do tomorrow? What I do next week? What I do next month? Run. One day, you wake up and you recognize you don't catch what you want. And this sometimes creates difficult time. From this reason, only in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, we have one word similar to the word Zman. And the word is Et. Ein Taf, Et. What does mean Et? To appreciate the present. To appreciate the present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't ask anyone how many hours you study Torah. What he asks, Kavata itim la Torah. It is mean to appreciate the present. The man who takes the goat in Yom Kippur with all the sin of Am Yisrael, the name of this person in the Torah, Veshilach oto beyad ish iti. Iti is mean ish. What have life of et. Appreciate the present. When we know to appreciate the present, we enjoy from the present and we can catch the future. We need both. Shlomo HaMelech say, lakol zman ve'et lekol chefetz. We need to have balance between both of them. But to appreciate the present, specifically in time of Elul. Why? I have one more minute. Why? Because God created us with 5 senses. One of the 5 is our eyes. The unique about our eyes, we decide how to look at every situation. No one can take this from us. Something else unique about our eyes, any place what we look, this is exactly the place what we stay. The place what we look is the place what we stay. Wife of Lot, when she turned the face, when she ran from Sdom, she not only died on the spot, all the body changed to pillar of salt. Why? Because exactly what happened in Sdom happened to the wife of Lot. And this is unique about our eyes. We decide how to look at every situation. And any place what we look for, the place what we stay. And this is a month of Elul. To appreciate every day in this time of this season of the year. And to look for, to grow, to look for to the special days, to the new year. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this year, with us, not only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us from after Purim. We see him clear all over the world. He changed the world. Is with us. And we will take this, is Bezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill all Mishalot Libenu Letova, Bebriyut, Ubebracha, Ubesimcha. Thank you very much. Toda Rabah.
Thank you very much.
Nira, Arbe, Arbe, Bracha, Vekol Tov.
Hey, thank you so much.